President-elect Trump's proposed trade policies include a significant shift towards protectionism, which could profoundly affect global tea trade dynamics. Three key aspects of his trade agenda include universal tariffs. Trump has proposed implementing a universal baseline tariff of at least 10% on all imports, with higher rates for countries engaging in unfair practices. This approach encourages domestic production but may increase consumer prices and risk potential retaliation from trade partners. Targeted tariffs on China. Trump has further targeted China with a threatened increase in tea tariffs, currently at 15% on tea, to possibly as high as 60% on Chinese imports, aiming to reduce the U.S. trade deficit and address concerns over China's trade practices. Such measures could escalate tensions between the world's two largest economies, potentially leading to a trade war. Finally, restructuring trade agreements. The president-elect said he intends to renegotiate existing trade agreements to favor U.S. interests, potentially leading to increased tariffs and stricter trade terms with Mexico, Canada, and European allies. This could disrupt established supply chains and affect global markets. In September, the Tea Association of the USA firmly pressed the Commerce Department for relief from tariffs imposed during Trump's last term in office. Quote, due to the disproportionate economic harm these tariffs have had on the U.S. tea industry and U.S. consumers, our recommendation, once again, is to remove black and green teas, instant tea, and tea extracts from the product lists, end quote. Association President Peter Goggi writes, quote, our position regarding tariffs on tea remains unchanged, end quote. In 2019, First Tea Marketing Director Jason Walker testified at congressional hearings on proposed tariffs. Quote, it was our position then, as now, that these tariffs would hurt U.S. tea businesses and consumers more than China's tea industry, end quote. Walker explains that Chinese exports to the U.S., quote, are a drop in the bucket, end quote, compared to domestic consumption and other trade partners. In the U.S., Chinese tea imports represent about 20% of total tea imports for consumption, comprising 30% of all organic certified tea imports and 30% of all green tea imports. Walker writes that these include uniquely valuable specialty teas produced nowhere outside China. This could be catastrophic for small and medium businesses that offer specialty tea. It would be similar, he writes, to telling dedicated wine customers that their favorite French wines are no longer within their price range and expecting them to be satisfied with Australian wines instead. According to the Consumer Brands Association, food and beverage prices and inflation are expected to increase with tariffs, as tariffs are, quote, paid by U.S. consumers and by U.S. manufacturers, end quote, not by foreign nations. Despite the likelihood of increased inflation and higher food prices, most U.S. consumers, 56%, favor Trump's tariffs, according to polling reported by Ipsos. In 2018, China retaliated when the U.S. imposed 15 to 25% tariffs by imposing 15 or 25% tariffs on U.S. goods, including pork, fruit, and tea nuts. The UK Tea Academy and Fortnum & Mason Tea announced the winners of this year's Leafies, a global competition to recognize excellence in tea production and retail. The annual competition, now in its third edition, was founded by Jane Pettigrew, tea author, educator, retail consultant, and connoisseur. Judging is by a panel of respected tasters. Teas crafted in Taiwan have done well in previous contests. This year, they were awarded 8 gold medals and 10 received high commendations. Japanese matcha tea maker Yami Tea Kumion was named Best of Show. Japanese teas won 16 awards with 10 highly commended entries. Sri Lanka has received 7 awards. And India tea maker Jayashree won 5 awards, the most of any tea producer. A company spokesman, Jay Shree, writes, "These awards reflect our commitment to the pursuit of perfection in a teacup, bringing the authentic taste of a Solomon Darjeeling to tea enthusiasts," end quote. In the retail categories, Islington-based Katsuit, Japanese tea specialist, topped the list of retail winners with 3 awards. Nepal Tea Collective and Santa Kapu each won 2 gold awards representing Nepal. The competition is open to tea makers globally and has seen an increase each year in entries from Japan and India, Sri Lanka, China, Nepal, East Africa, and even Portugal, an unlikely origin whose Quinta de Solhiao infusions in the non-sinensis categories won top prizes. Innovation is encouraged, and this year's winners include Copenhagen Sparkling Tea's Jasmine Darjeeling Chamomile Tea, sold ready-brewed in wine bottles. 2 ventures were also cited for their sustainability and social impact, Kazia 2 in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and Kaylee Tea in Sri Lanka. Business Insights. The Academy produced a lovely video narrated by Will Battle, who describes the judging process on YouTube. You can find a full list of winners at the UK Tea Academy-owned website, theleafies.co.uk. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced a, quote, potentially hazardous, end quote, voluntary recall of batches of Oregon Chai. Manufacturer My Chai, based in Bend, Oregon, reported potential risk stemming from pH levels above 4.1. The Class 2 advisory indicates temporary or medically reversible adverse health effects. The probability of serious health consequences is remote. The recall is ongoing. No quantities were revealed, but distribution of the chai in half-gallon jugs is nationwide. Batch numbers reveal manufacturing dates in 2021 and expiry dates in 2023 and 2024. The company has asked retailers to remove 10 suspect batches. Consumers may qualify for a refund from the merchant where they purchased Oregon Chai. The official FDA notice advises that lowering pH in foods increases the effectiveness of an organic acid as a preservative. Chai has proved problematic with previous recalls in 2022 by Chai Box Tea.
Produced by Adavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.